USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Guatemala Sunday after a technical issue forced her plane to return to Maryland 30 minutes into her first attempt. Harris is touring Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to address the surge of migration. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection with the road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old boy being driven to school by his mother last month. The suspects were identified as 24-year-old Erez Marcus Anthony and 23-year-old Lee Nguyen. The two were arrested at their home in Costa Mesa, California. The Food and Drug Administration is on the verge of announcing a decision, the fate of an Alzheimer's drug that could be the first treatment approved after nearly two decades of failed efforts. On Monday, the agency will rule on the drug aducanumab, which aims to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems early in the disease. If approved, it would be the first new Alzheimer's medication since 2003. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says any voting rights bill must be bipartisan to work. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will vote against his party on the bill passed in the House to massively overhaul U.S. election law.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us. And someone's got to fight for this.
Senator Manchin tells CBS's Face the Nation he's pushing for a bipartisan agreement and believes Republicans will fight for bipartisanship as well.
We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way. You can't divide our country further by thinking you've given leeway to one or the other. And if they think they're going to win by subverting and oppressing people from voting, they're going to lose. I'll assure you they will lose.
Manchin says he's not willing to change Senate rules to help his party push through much of President Joe Biden's agenda.
We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The surge of illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexico border is having a negative impact on ranchers in the area. New Mexico rancher Russell Johnson on Fox News says the Biden administration and their policies is the root cause of his problems.
So we're located about 50 miles south of Deming, New Mexico, right on the international border. Our ranch runs for about 8 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. And ever since President Biden took office, we're seeing a dramatic increase in illegal foot traffic, and it's very negatively impacting our ranching operation.
Mr. Johnson says the masses coming across the border is forcing his cattle out of the area where they feed.
You get the common problems that everybody sees along the border with the trash being left behind, the backpacks, the clothing, all the stuff that's in the backpacks gets scattered across the rangeland, and that's horrible for cattle they encounter, especially if they attempt to consume it. But what we're seeing right now is because we're in a D4 drought classification, our cattle are struggling to get enough feed to maintain their body condition. So we're having to feed them, but we still have pretty good usable feed in areas along the border. And because we're having such an increase in foot traffic, it's keeping our cattle driven out of these areas. And we've had to try to push them back into these areas, and they keep getting pushed out by the amount of traffic that's coming through, particularly in the 3/4 mile gap that's been left funneling all this traffic into our area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.